Whoever heeds instruction is on the path of life. But he who rejects reproof leads others astray. The one who conceals hatred has lying lips. And whoever slanders is a fool. When words are many, transgression is not lacking. But whoever restrains his lips is prudent. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver. The heart of the wicked is of little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of sense. Proverbs chapter 10, verses 17 through 21. Now here we see a little section that kind of does fit together, right? It's got a little theme, but it's not like set apart from the rest of it. And this is, again, the challenge. And it's doubly challenging that the chapter selections that we were given, verse numbers and chapter numbers that were given, that basically were developed in the Middle Ages, they were done based on size rather than content. And so if you ever listen to me teach through some of the New Testament, there's times where I'll get to a point and be like, now, just so you know, the chapter doesn't end here, right? There's more. You got to keep going. It's a bad place to stop because the chapter distinction comes just right in the middle of a sentence almost, right? So we have this chapter 10. Well, that's an arbitrary distinction, chapter 10. Now, the verse numbers are probably right on in terms of you got these couplets. But I would wager that verses 17 to 21 here actually do stand as their own section, their own chapter, insofar as this later part of the Proverbs does this, and it doesn't do it all the time. But you have this idea about words, lips, speaking, ideas, and the contrast between good words and bad words, good lips and bad lips. Now, it doesn't come straight out and just say them right next to each other all the time, but the whole thing is going back and forth between the one who speaks what is true and the result, and the one who speaks what is false and the result. And then what's really, I think, special to Christianity, ancient wisdom, you know, the Stoics, they kind of taught this too, sort of. But doubly special in Christianity is that it starts not with speaking, but with listening. If you're going to teach what is true, you have to be taught what is true. It doesn't just come out of you. I mean, how many of you had to teach your children to lie? Like, you had to sit them down and say, now, here's how you lie, right? Just so you know, when you're in trouble, you don't tell me what actually happened. You know, you talk with your siblings, you figure out a plan, and you lie. No one has to teach anybody that, right? Falsehood comes out just fine. That's our sin. We're fallen. Truth, not so much. Truth has to be taught. And doubly so, to say that again, doubly so, revealed truth, God speaking new truth into creation, things like the gospel, you can't just make it up. You can't just find it. You can't go look under a rock or stare at a sunset and come to the conclusion that the Son of God must die on the cross for the forgiveness of the sins of the whole world. Someone has to tell you. So the real path of life, real wisdom, begins not with speaking, but with listening. Whoever heeds instruction is on the path of life. But he who rejects reproof leads others astray. And so notice how the one who doesn't listen is already talking. He rejects the new words that force him to change what he thinks, that challenge his mind, whether that be law or gospel, doesn't matter really. Anything that God would say, any truth at all. He rejects it, but he's already telling others his lies and mistakes and errors. So that the first result of not listening is to lead others astray. And in this, you have this bit, I mean, 18 does kind of stand different though, right? It's not about the comparison of truth to falsehood. It's just all about the falsehood. The one who conceals hatred has lying lips. And whoever utters slander is a fool. So in the leading of others astray, you have this self-driven reality, the curved inward on self original sin thing, right? Has anyone ever said this to you? Do you get it? Sin is selfishness. That's just basically what it is. You can call it pride. It's unbelief, too. The fact that we don't believe in the one true God means we believe in ourselves. Sin is selfishness. And so once you are no longer receiving real words from God to shift that, to rebuke you and raise you again to the regenerate understanding, the revived understanding, walking in newness of life, as Paul says it, then what you have is hatred in your heart toward others because you have to build yourself up above them. And the best way to do that and still feel good about yourself is to conceal it from them and you, and so you end up having lying lips. Lying to others, but lying to yourself too. Right? Deceiving and being deceived, again, as Paul says it. And so uttering slander, speaking ill of others, and making yourself, it says here, a fool. And then getting back to them, this talking mouth, right? This blabbering that we do rather than listen to the word of God. When words are many, transgression is not lacking. So that in the yimmering and yammering of our sinful heart, we can't even see what we end up doing. And maybe one of the best kind of practical examples of this, have you ever noticed this? This isn't my problem. The moment you tell me, hey, you know, Jonathan, you didn't do that as good as you could, I begin to tell you why I did it the way I did it. You know what that's called? It's called self-justification. It's my first response to any form of criticism. And my guess is I'm not alone in this. Where words are many, transgression is not lacking. My first response to any failure, and of course then sin, is to justify it with my own words. And here the wisdom is, what the Proverbs is saying is that if you see someone always talking about what they did and how they did it, well, they're hiding from themselves. They're hiding from themselves. They're hiding from law and gospel. Because whoever restrains his lips is prudent, verse 19 says. The one who is, again, as it's all started out, heeding instruction, quick to listen, seeking to be told the truth, not to be the truth. And just in case you think that means that you should never talk, that's not what he's saying. Because the very next line is the tongue of the righteous is choice silver. You want words. You want talking. You just want the right words. You want the right talking. You don't want self-justification. You don't want to cover up sin with slander and self-love, which ends up being hatred for others. You want the choice silver of what God has actually said. You want the charity that comes from seeing others as more important than yourself. So while the tongue of the righteous is choice silver, words are good. The problem is that the heart of the wicked is of little worth. And it's out of the heart that comes evil, as Jesus tells us. Right? Out of our mouth only comes what's in our heart. Which is why it's so wonderful to confess the creed on Sunday. Isn't that nice? Jesus and his church has made sure that at least once a week something good comes out of your mouth. Yeah, even if you're not paying attention. You got to say it. You got to confess it. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Now, I'm not saying that it's good not to pay attention. You should. But it's kind of nice to have the church doing the work for you. Shoving the good words, the choice silver into your mouth. So that the lips of the righteous feed many. The bread of heaven, right? Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And the righteous, the Christian, the believer, Jesus, feeds many with the truth. But fools die for lack of sense. Because they're not listening to sense. They reject sense. They seek only self. So, what about you? Do you have ears to hear? Well, of course you do. That's why you're listening. Of course you don't. You're a sinner. You're both, right? And these words come and the law and the gospel within them, they bang back and forth against the inside of your head and the inside of your heart. They rattle around in your soul. And it kind of comes down to, well, how are you going to judge yourself? Are you going to judge yourself based on, am I good enough at listening to be good enough for Jesus? And then the answer will be no. But see, that's why the rest of the story is so important. The path of life, that choice silver, really isn't, hey, you better learn how to listen. It's what God says to you once he smashes you by saying, hey, listen. And what's he say? Well, it's simple. It's not right here in the Proverbs, but it's simple. It's, I forgive you of all of your sins in the name of Jesus Christ.